So the Great Ballywillan Bake Off. I hope it made sense. You've got to give it away to produce a harvest that others can enjoy. You've got to give it away to produce a harvest that others will enjoy. William read for us from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, and especially from verse 5 to verse 8, just three verses, the story of the sower and the seed. We know it so well, but it's a story about the sower. He's in the field, and he's giving it away. About the soil, we'll pick up on this later, but it's about the condition of the soil that the seed goes to. And it's about the seed itself, the seed that goes into the good soil and goes down deep. And it produces a natural harvest. That's what Farmer Jack was telling us as he was completely owning me in the Ballywillan Bake Off. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The Amplified version of the Bible, which takes out all the shades of meaning, is really helpful here. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it produces many others and yields a rich harvest. If Jack and I had just kept the Angel Delight powder in its bag and the milk in its bottle, the kids would never have had any of Jack's Angel Delight to enjoy because apparently mine was lumpy. But it's only when it's given away that it can be enjoyed by others, and others can be blessed and encouraged. That's the farmer, that's the celebration this morning, that all that the farmer does with livestock and with crop is a blessing for others. And as it's given away, others are blessed by the natural harvest. But you know the story. And actually, just on over the pages here in Luke chapter 8, Jesus explains the parable, because it has a spiritual harvest dimension as well. The spiritual harvest. A harvest of salvation, because as Jesus is sharing, he's on his way to Jerusalem. And he's going to die. And so the whole picture here, Mark chapter 10, verse 45, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and, get this, to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus is saying, I am the seed that must die that others might have life. Are we dying to live? Jesus was dying that we might live. So the spiritual harvest, one of the pictures here, is of Jesus' death. In Philippians chapter 2, it's one of my favorite passages of Scripture, where we read, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being obedient to death, even death on the cross. The whole picture here, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross, found an appearance as a man. Jesus gave himself away, the seed that must die that we might have life. So there's the natural harvest, but there's a spiritual harvest, a harvest of salvation, but secondly, a harvest of sanctification. Big word that means becoming more like Jesus, growing in him, becoming more like him, being changed, being molded, being shaped to be like him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a great German theologian, said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. When Christ calls a man or woman, he bids us to come and die to self that he might live through us, a spiritual harvest. We thought about it last week. He must become greater and I must become less, as John the Baptist said. He must become greater. I must become less. I must die to myself that Jesus may live through me, a spiritual harvest of sanctification. What's the condition of the soil in the story that William read? The seed that landed in the path got stolen by the birds of the air. The other seed went into shallow ground and its roots did not go down deep, and so it died in the heat of the sun. Others grew up, but in the thorny ground were snared by the thorns, and the life was taken out of it. And then there was the seed that sunk in, went down deep, and grew and produced a great harvest. In the passage here, we're told it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than that sown. The challenge for you and I, folks, is that the seed of Christ would go into us and would find good soil and go down deep. That's why Discipleship Explored on Wednesday night, sorry to hark on, but it's so important that we get into the Word of God and let the roots go down deep into good soil that we might have that life of Christ, that we will die to self that He might live through us. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25, we read this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature, dying to self, its passions and desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Do you see the picture there? In fact, if you go back in the passage there in Galatians 5, it talks about the acts of the sinful nature. But the fruit of the Spirit is this. And it will come as you crucify the old life, as you die to self and allow Christ to dwell and blossom and grow within you. And then that will be a harvest that will bless others. This morning, folks, like the seed, are we dying to live? Are we dying that others may have life through us? Are we dying so that there may be a harvest that others will benefit from in Ballywillen, in Portrush, Port Stewart, Coleraine, in the area here in which we live? Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." And as William read at the end of the passage, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." I would love if we would just sit quietly for a moment, and then the choir are going to come and sing. It's a beautiful Irish anthem, "The Seed is Christ." And thank you, Roger, for playing on this as well. So just sit quietly for a moment. Adrian, you just lead on whenever you think it's appropriate, please. And just reflect on what we've been hearing, what we've been meditating on. Thank you.